No Night is Too Long by Barbara Vine. Tim. Chapter 1. Outside, a high wind is blowing and making the sea rough. It's a long time since I saw such big waves breaking on this grey, pebbly shore. The sea is a pale brown, the colour of weak coffee with a little milk in it. A phenomenon caused by sand stirred up into the water. Even on fine summer days, the sea is brownish here, seldom blue and clean. Soon it will be dark, and I shall no longer be able to see these colours, such as they are, the dirty coffee brown and the grey. Out there, by night, the sea and the beach become invisible, and only the road can be seen, lit by the lamps, the road and the sea wall. Beyond the wall might be a town or fields, but for the sound of the sea, its withdrawing roar and rattle of stones and the crash it makes as the wave returns and breaks. But for these sounds, anything might be spread out beyond the wall, even a dark fjord with an island in its midst, a pair of eagles in the top of a tree, the forked tail of a humpback whale rising out of the waters. Who knows what may be anywhere when you can't see? I'm writing these things down to get me into the way of writing, to make a start. But I see that what I've done is bring myself back to the stuff of my dreams, those dreams I'm attempting to escape from. All roads, it seems, lead to the island, and as time passes, they do so more directly and insistently, not less. I'm writing this down in the hope of blocking those roads, of turning them into cul-de-sac and signposting them no through way. To block, not to be cured.